Virgo sun signs and Virgo rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for May 2019. And Virgo, in the month of April, you were moving through the energy of the Eight of Cups. This idea of sloughing off a pattern, leaving something behind kind of in the middle of the night because of a knowing of the space that you could create for something more aligned to flood your own life with. And whatever kind of grief came up around that, whatever kinds of sticky feelings might have been associated with departing from that pattern, that project, that situation, know that the work that you did in April was also about aligning yourself with yourself in a deeper way and learning to kind of trust your own navigational ability and your own instincts, and then being really spot on. And the energy that's coming through for you in the month of May is the Emperor card reversed. And this isn't a card necessarily that we would associate on a visceral level with your sign. It's a card that's ruled traditionally by the sign of Aries. And in astrology, Aries and Virgo form an aspect or have a relationship to one another that's called the inconjunct or the quincunx. So these are two signs energies that don't, on an immediate level, communicate with one another. But I ask you to really get underneath and get to a deeper level of this card that's really about your own majesty and your own participation in part of the natural processes of your own life. So, what I mean by that is that there's an unfolding happening for you in May. There's a mountain that's being moved. There is a beckoning into a bigness for you, a strength, a kind of fortitude, and it's part of a natural process. And chances are you already feel that in your very bones. It's almost like you can feel yourself growing. You can feel yourself stretching. You can feel yourself getting kind of fortified from the inside out. This new way of kind of taking up space in your own life. And so the opportunity in May is really connected to your own essence as an earth sign. You understand how to read the environment. You understand how to read signals, kind of natural processes that the rest of us we don't even have the capacity to discern because we're not that subtle. And so there's almost this opportunity to look to nature this month too, to mirror your own process. Consider the growth of a tree, the growth of a plant, something that's bursting into bloom, that's coming up from the underground of the soil. And there's no apologies there. There's no apologies about the expansion of animals as they get bigger through the course of their lives, or the expansion of vegetation, the kind of spilling over of something green that's ready to kind of bloom. And this is happening in your own life too. There is an invitation to bigness. There is an invitation to more fullness and to a kind of amplification of the way that you inhabit your actual existence. Where can you kind of big up, full up, plump up in this way that actually feels quite natural? It doesn't feel like you have to be taking something from someone or staking this kind of really intense claim, that it's just a natural part of your own almost outmoded. It's like when you outgrow kind of a piece of clothing or a kind of a certain way of walking through the world, and literally your body is just expanding and you can't stop it. So that's what's happening for you energetically this month. And so I'm wishing you a really full, plumped up, expanded right to your own existence. And I will speak with you in June.